Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Merit Industries, a professional employer organization for HR, payroll, benefits, and workers' comp. MeritResources.com. And the Creamer Law Firm for business law and estate planning, CreamerLaw.com. We get things done.
Welcome back to the News Hour. 23 and a half minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. We've got the Chicago Cubs coming up pretty soon. But between now and then, we've got what I think is going to be just a tremendous bit of information for you. John and Terry Hale from Ankeny are with us, and we're going to be talking about Caring for Mom and Dad. It's a PBS special that's going to be airing next week on June 25th at 7 p.m. And then Iowa Public Television will host a screening for Caring for Mom and Dad. Immediately following that screening, there's a panel of Iowa experts going to be talking about various topics that are in the PBS documentary. Welcome back to the News Hour, both of you. I've had both of you on before, so
I was behind the scenes the last time.
Yeah, you were just a little bit.
Michael, it's always a treat to be with you. Thanks.
That's quite all right.
Yes, it's a delight to be here.
Good
we
to
appreciate
see you again.
It. This is an important topic and important.
Yeah,
event.
It is. You know, let's see if we can't set this up. I just made mention it's called Caring for Mom and Dad, and there's going to be a screening out at Iowa Public Television in Johnston on the 25th. John, you have been a seminal leader in, and I'm all seriousness, with regard to many of the topics, I believe, which will be raised in this piece. And I see from the people who are going to be part of the panel at that event, they too have been in this fight for some time. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Hale Group first and your interest in what we're about to discuss?
Well, Michael, as you know, we are a consulting company that focuses on long-term care issues, the quality of life that people have when they are in the long-term care system, whether it be home care, whether it be assisted living, whether it be a nursing home, whether they just need services and supports from family members. That's been our thing. And what this extraordinary opportunity is about at IPTV is to really focus in on that, zoom in on those things that people really haven't talked about enough, this whole process of aging and the loss of independence and the need for services and supports. People don't want to think about that. People don't want to prepare for that. But it is so, so important.
Terry, what's your relationship, other than being the beautiful bride of John?
Thank you.
You're in this with both feet, too, aren't you?
I am. On the one hand, I've been part of Iowa Public Television's family for 25 years. I've been a co-host on their annual fundraisers and throughout the years, and I've helped host a few other programs there. And Iowa Public Television was well aware of John's interest and expertise in this issue. And so when they found out about the public television documentary that takes a look at several stories of families, boomer families, caring for their parents, they decided that this would be a great opportunity to tap into John and his expertise and localize this and talk about what's going on in Iowa. And so they thought that maybe I would be a good co-host. And on top of that, both John and I have been caregivers, and I'm providing some care right now for my parents. And so they understood that I also get this issue because I'm living it, as actually everybody on the panel has been living it.
And I think that's the important thing to stress. I mean, I do this work from a professional standpoint, but you don't really know and you really don't understand this arena until you have lived it, until you've been in it, until you've done it. And that's the real expertise that we bring to this. We've been there. We've done it. We are doing it now.
And one of the challenges is that really until, you know, we went through the experience of John's mom, you know, being in care facilities and watching that, I have to say it's not an issue, even though John was involved in it, that really rang true for me as much until I was actually in it. I think most people, until they have someone that they're caring for, it's not something we want to talk about. You know, we don't want to bring it up to our parents because we don't want them to think that we're thinking about them aging and maybe needing a facility or needing care someday. And it's just something nobody wants to think about.
Well, one of the things about this whole care continuum And I'm very close to this. As you know, John, I spent 10 years as the president and CEO of the state's largest continuing care retirement community, 610 residents and 400 employees. So I've been there on the ground. I get it. And I was also primary caregiver for my mother for 3.5 years. So like you guys, this is a real sensitive spot for me. And I'm grateful that you guys are here and that this is going on, because I think this is something that people should not just flock to. They should flock to. To start this conversation, not only socially, but also politically, because there's some political will that I think also comes with this entire program. John, you've been watching the caregiver aspect of this for a long time. Can you kind of sketch out some things that maybe Iowa needs to look at?
Well, there are huge challenges here, Michael. I mean, there are family caregiver challenges. How do we encourage more and more? How do we incentivize family members to do this? Because so many of them are needing to take time off from work. They disrupt their lives. They disrupt their careers. They've got family responsibilities. They've got kids. They've got grandkids. They've got their own relationships. They've got their own health. So you've got the family caregiver aspect of this. You've got the paid workforce aspect of this. When families cannot assist, who is going to step in? That's where the paid workforce comes in. And as you know, there are huge challenges there in the direct care workforce.
Also, very complicated. Very complicated to navigate. And if you've not been in the system and understand the system, good luck trying to figure it out.
Terry and I have had that conversation, yes, Michael, about how badly we feel for those out there who do not have people to assist them, who have to navigate this complexity all by themselves. It is a messy, messy, messy system, and it is so important to have somebody to hold your hand to walk you through it.
Go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, one of the things that I believe will be really invaluable about particularly the local live program is that we're going to tell people about the resources that are available. There is help available for family caregivers, and there's also some basic things to think about and understand, and I think this will be really great to be able to provide information about what you can find in your own backyard right here in Iowa that can help you if you are a caregiver now or you anticipate that you will be.
And that whole caregiving role, just getting to that point and understanding how to navigate some of these things. If you're an aged parent, and think about this, and it breaks my heart, because I know how mobile our society is. And I speak with individuals my age or younger who have aged parents. And maybe they are the only child within 3,000 miles. And so the responsibility often falls on them. But sometimes they're not interested, and somebody else from outside 2,000 or 3,000 miles has to make these choices. And then trying to navigate all of the pitfalls of caring for an aging parent in this state and in others becomes almost a full-time job. And when you say there's resources out there, yes, there are, but good luck finding them.
It can be a huge challenge. And your focus on family, Michael, is so important. In many cases, there are no family members. In many cases, there are some, but they are scattered across the world. In many cases, sadly, because of instances of divorce and lots of other things, there's family dysfunction, and people may not necessarily want to do this for mom or dad.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of dynamics going on here that make it even more of a challenge.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll get more pointed into exactly what this special event is and who's going to be on the panel and how you, who are listening right now, might be able to take part in what is really going to be an important discussion. It's Caring for Mom and Dad with Terry and John Hale. We'll be back with the NewsHour right after this.